Season ticket members only at Friday's practice, and nearly 1,800 arrived early at the Florida Blue practice fields to welcome the Jaguars to 2015 training camp. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars on the field Friday, practice number one in 2015 training camp. A few Jaguars back on the field this camp after missing a little time in the offseason program. Guys like Marquise Lee, Clay Harbor, Stefan Wisniewski missed some or all of the on-field work in that offseason program. But with camp finally here, there's no holding back now.
Our mindset now is let's go, let's compete, let's take care of one another. But, you know, we challenge these guys to take away doubt and how they worked out in the summer. And I think if they have no doubt, they'll have no fear. And we want these guys to play with the absence of fear.
You know, training camp is building calluses for war, you know what I mean? So it's a necessary evil. I don't mind it, you know, and as long as I'm out there, I'm going to give all I got.
A few Friday notes. Chris Clemens, defensive end, reported to camp today after the personal issue. He worked off to the side. He was placed on the non-football injury list. He can be activated any time, and more with John Osier coming up. Plenty of tight ends to choose from for the offense, including 6th-year veteran Clay Harbor. He missed most of the offseason with that calf injury. Now remember, he was the primary tight end last year when Mercedes Lewis was out for 8 games. And it's good to see a couple of familiar faces as coaching interns during training camp. Former fullback Greg Jones is working with the running backs, and Mike Peterson working with the linebackers. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Chris Clemens is back, but he's not. What's up?
Well, he's not back. He's on the active non-football injury list. Gus Bradley really didn't say too much about what that was all about. Sounded like something they sort of knew in the last couple of days, that he wouldn't be on the field when he first got back. Doesn't sound like anything major, but again, it's just sort of it's been a weird little story to start camp with. I think all the other stuff, the off-field stuff, you know, Chris Clemens is what he is, meaning he's not going to be here during the off-season. He's not going to be a guy who is necessarily leading by example off the field in terms of when he's here and that sort of thing. He's a pass rusher. He's here now. They need him to sack the quarterback this year, and that's what Chris Clemens is for this team.
Let's get to the other side of the ball. Marquise Lee on the field today, of course, missed the on-field work during OTAs and the offseason program. Gus Bradley has his back. We've known that the last couple of days as the coaches talked, but how did he look in day one?
Well, you saw why there is such support for Marquise Lee, even though he had the injury during OTAs, he had some trouble last year. This is a guy, as you saw once, who can take the top off the defense. He beat Dwayne Gratz down the side. That's the good news. Bad news is he dropped the ball, and he kind of laughed after. He goes, yeah, I was kicking myself for that. But as he also alluded to, the point that he wanted to prove to himself is that he can get out there. He can run. He can do the football things and the special football things that he's capable of. We saw it some last year at the end, saw it some today. The reason they support Marquise Lee is because he is a guy who can make special plays, maybe the most capable of anybody on this offense. They need him, and so far, so good today.
John, the defense has been set here for a while, same scheme for the last 3 years. The offense is under a microscope this mm-hmm. year, so everybody's watching the offense on day one. How yep. did it look as a whole?
Well, I think Gus Bradley hit the nail on the head. There were some errors early. T.J. Yeldon fumbled. Allen Robinson dropped a couple of passes. All those early practice things. At the same time, you saw big time that there are some guys who can make plays, and he talked about that. They have playmakers who can make big plays. They haven't had that in a long time. The guys I mentioned, Marquise Lee, Allen Robinson, Julius Thomas, T.J. Yeldon, all of a sudden you start listing guys who you think it's not unreasonable to think that they could have 2 touchdowns in a game. Not unreasonable to think they could have 50-yard plays. Haven't had that in a while. Gus liked what he saw about it, and that's something to watch as training camp goes on.
John, we're off and running.
We're off and running, and not too hot today, but I think that'll change.
I think it's going to change
no doubt.
Soon. Let's take a look at the play of the day from Friday, late in teamwork. It's Tool time. Jeff Tool to Allen Robinson, a great catch over undrafted rookie defensive back Nick Marshall. A-Rob off to a good start, at least one day in to training camp. And more highlights coming up a little later on Jaguars.com. You can see more of that in person this weekend, Saturday and Sunday practices each day. A 9:55 a.m. start. Visit jaguars.com/trainingcampevents for all the dates and to register for free tickets. The Jags are back at it Saturday. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.